You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Sabri Benishore. So we've got some signs recently that the U.S. economic recovery has been slowing down. We went from adding nearly a million jobs a month for several months down to just 235,000 last month. Now, the National Association for Business Economics finds economists are a little less optimistic. They now predict the economy will grow by 5.6% this year. That is down from 6.7% growth predicted earlier this year before the Delta variant showed up. Julia Coronado is founder of Macro Policy Perspectives and a member of NABE's board. Good morning.
Good morning.
Julia, you've argued that this lower growth estimate doesn't mean lower growth now. It means we'll just get the same growth later. That growth will be deferred.
Yeah. I mean, if you think about semiconductors as the perfect example, they just aren't producing enough. As more semiconductors are produced and shipped around the world, then we'll see more car production, more TV production, gaming consoles, et cetera, all these things that simply cannot be produced and sold to meet the demand for them right now, that should definitely ease over the next year.
Are markets feeling the same kind of deferred optimism? There's also a lot of stuff coming at the end of the month that might tip markets one way or another.
There's a lot of fiscal irons in the fire right now. Two infrastructure bills, the spending bill just to continue government operations beyond September 30th, and then the debt ceiling. And all of these things could get resolved in a very productive way that would actually boost the outlook, or it could not get resolved productively and add to volatility and the sense that maybe the outlook is on shakier ground. So we're definitely watching every wiggle of those negotiations.
Julia Coronado, founder and president of Macro Policy Perspectives, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Thanks for listening to today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.